Let's get the thoughts of a sixth-year student from Coloshte, Eamon Rhys. Hayden, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Neil?
He's talking about mental pressure, anxiety and stress among students. How are you keeping?
I'm doing well, yeah. I sent an email to Mr. Joe McHugh just before the plans were released. And I was just trying to stress to him the pressure and anxiety among sixth-year students.
What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see the leaving certificate go ahead.
On the 29th of July?
Yeah, on the 29th of July. I suppose it all depends on the measures they have in place, obviously, to safeguard not only our mental health, but our physical well-being as well.
And do you think that many other students are in agreement with you, that they also would like to sit the leaving certificate starting on the 29th of July?
I think the feelings are mixed. You have a portion of people who would prefer if it didn't go ahead and, you know, they go with the predictive grading. And then you have the other percentage of students then that would prefer if the leaving certificate did go ahead. But obviously, there would be measures that would have to be put in place to ensure physical and social distancing.
Correct. And then there'd be issues about trying to mark the exams, wouldn't there?
With predictive grading, yeah. The main concern with that is bias.
Bias. Explain that to me.
If your teachers are marking your results, the results are going to be much higher, because I know from a teacher's perspective, they're not going to mark you low.
Oh, I see. That they would automatically mark up their own students higher than they really should.
Yes, I think that's the concern with the predictive grading.
Okay. But do you think that it would be fair on students, because they haven't had the same kind of run at the exams as every other year has had, considering this pandemic? They've been all up in the air, you know?
I think time should be made up somewhere. You know, I think the 2 weeks, the proposed 2 weeks that they're going to give us before going into the exams, they're not enough. You know, they won't equate to the 3 months we've already lost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess students have been studying over the last few months, but it's not quite the same with the same kind of discipline of going to school, right?
Yeah. I find personally I'm not getting as much work done as I would in school.
Okay, but are you not engaging with your teachers online at home?
Oh, I am, yeah.
But it's just not the same.
The teachers are amazing. They're really putting in the effort with all the other students. I couldn't fault them.
Okay.
It's just a small percentage of the people in my year don't have access to the likes of a computer or a laptop, or they have poor internet coverage.
There you have it. They're at a disadvantage straight away. And they haven't been thought about in this if the exams go ahead.
Exactly, And I think that's where the pressure is coming from, you know. And me personally, I wouldn't have a quiet space to study at home. You know, I'm in household six.
But in spite of all of that, you still would like to see the exams go ahead?
I would. Yeah, I would. I think time should be made up somewhere.
All right. Okay. Good points. Appreciate that. Thanks for taking the call. Good luck, whatever happens. Stay in touch.